Gold is moving up. That's bad news for future inflation. Hello, I'm Steve Forbes, and this is What's Ahead, where you get the insights you need to better navigate these turbulent times. What is happening to the price of gold should be sounding alarm bells inside the Federal Reserve and other central banks. The best barometer for monetary inflation is the dollar price of gold. For a variety of reasons, gold keeps its intrinsic value better than anything else in the world. That has been true for 4,000 years. Fluctuations in the cost of the yellow metal reflect changing values in the value of currencies, not in the value of gold itself. What policymakers can't quite grasp is that there are two types of inflation, monetary and non-monetary. The non-monetary kind is when prices rise because of disruption to production, resulting from natural disasters like droughts and earthquakes, from wars such as the Ukraine conflict and the attacks on international shipping by Iranian proxies, from the pandemic shutdowns that severely damaged global supply chains, and from government regulatory actions that raise the cost of doing business. Monetary inflation comes when the value of a currency is reduced in value, usually from creating too much of it. There's not much the Federal Reserve can do about non-monetary inflation. The Fed can, however, curb traditional monetary inflation by focusing on keeping the dollar steady in value. In other words, not letting it go up too much vis-a-vis gold. Unfortunately, central bankers these days never refer to stable currency values. Instead, they focus on trying to suppress their economies by upping interest rates. They pay close attention to whatever price index they think best reflects the true state of inflation. They'll never admit it, but they're still in thrall of the Phillips curve, which posits there's a trade-off between unemployment and inflation. The Phillips curve has long been discredited by real-world experience and by studies from a number of Nobel Prize-winning economists. That's why the Federal Reserve has been flummoxed by recent events. Despite big boosts in interest rates, the U.S. economy is expanding, while the pace of rises in price indexes have come down quite a bit from their 2022 highs. While gold is flashing red, other signs of trouble are emerging. When there's currency trouble, hard assets like commodities often surge. One key commodity index is up 17% this year. Of course, the best approach for a sound and stable dollar is the gold standard, which we had for 180 years before we ignorantly blew it up in the early 1970s. But gold is the great unmentionable in economic circles, a visceral disdain based on deep ignorance of how the system actually functioned. Criticisms are encrusted in myths. Two things the Fed could do right away. First, announce that henceforth its goal is a stable dollar. To that end, it should look at gold and commodity prices when making monetary policy, as it did for a few years back in the 1980s and 1990s. Second, publicly direct fire at our astronomical spending. Binge spending will create pressure for future money printing to pay for deficits, and we know where that leads. I'm Steve Forbes. Thanks for listening. Do send in your comments and suggestions, and I look forward to being with you soon again.